Nick, strong set of results. Heathrow, pretty much at capacity. How close are you to being full now?
Well, as you say, strong set of results, 638 million of turnover, and that's earnings before interest, tax and depreciation of 293 million. What's that built on? That's built on cost savings, but it's also built on very, very strong traffic growth. We're up to 38.7 million passengers now at the airport, and this year we will clear 40 million. We're moving over 900 movements on the runway every single day in our peak hours, and that's really pushing capacity. So it is timely as a reminder that we are approaching capacity as well, and at capacity in the peak summer periods and even in peak winter periods.
Decision imminent. Do you think Gatwick is going to be the name pulled out of the hat by Sir Howard Davis?
Well, I certainly think that we offer the best solution in terms of delivering the sort of economic growth that the UK needs. And we do that, in a sense, through offering a more competitive offer. You know, we will develop an independent airport that is able to rival Heathrow and other airports around the UK. And competition works for the benefit of consumers. Lower prices, more choice and better service. We can also be delivered far quicker. And I think that's quite important because, you know, we can be open with a second runway and delivering extra passengers into the UK by 2025, and that's something that no other airport can offer.
Nick, longer term, I mean, the Heathrow argument is that we need a huge big hub to compete with these big hubs around the world. People travel to these big hubs and then go on their long-haul destinations. Isn't that the strong reason to go Heathrow?
No, I think aviation has changed quite markedly over the last decade and is expected to carry on in that way. If I pick out some themes in the industry, those would be long-haul, low-cost travel. Most travel from the UK is into Europe on business and on leisure and vice versa. And most of that travel over the last 10 years has grown through low-cost carriers, and we expect that to continue. The facilities that are developed need to meet those needs in the future. In the long-haul market, we see manufacturers building airplanes now, you know, the 787s, the A350s, which can fly directly from one airport to another without passing through hubs, and that is really going to be the future for European travel.
And Nick, if that's the case, though, maybe we should be spreading the love of investment a bit and putting this money not into a southeast airport, but maybe into Birmingham or Manchester or Newcastle, if we don't need a huge hub in the southeast.
Well, what Davis has unequivocally established is there does need to be additional runway capacity in the southeast. And I think for those of us who live in and around London, we recognise that need. But I think that's what makes Gatwick's proposition very interesting, because the Commission themselves recognise that with the development of Gatwick, you will see far more traffic being handled through Manchester, through Birmingham and through Edinburgh than you would with a solution delivered through Heathrow. And that's why those airports have all expressed opposition to the development of Heathrow.
And just on Europe, Nick, you say Europe is by far the big dominant market for London airports. How concerned are you at the minute with these ongoing issues with the Greek crisis?
Clearly, this is going to affect economic sentiment in the near term. I think we are, in a sense, travel is particularly business travel is a bellwether of economic environment. But for many of our passengers or those travelling from London, they're travelling on business to a broad range of destinations in Europe and indeed beyond. You know, this isn't just about Europe. You know, this year, Norwegian have launched direct services to the US from Gatwick, and next year we see WestJet also offering those sort of services into Canada. So this is far more than just Europe.
Nick, thank you very much. Nick Dunn there, Gatwick's Chief Financial Officer.
Thanks very much, Sean.
Thank you very much, Sean.
Mm-hmm. That's all right.
Mm. It's see you later.